All right, cool.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
In the headlines at 11, police search for suspects in another KZN officer's murder, and Disney cuts Star Wars' same-sex kiss in Singapore.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning. KZN police have launched a manhunt for the killers of a second officer who's been killed in the province in 3 days. In the early hours of this morning, a policeman based in Pinetown was shot dead. The police's Vish Naidu has more details.
The factual circumstances of the incident is not known at this stage. However, the member was found slumped in the driver's seat of a state-owned Quantum minibus with a gunshot wound to his head. And a R5 rifle was found intact in the vehicle. The National Commissioner of Police has instructed the 72-hour activation plan be mobilized. This is a plan which entails the mobilization of critical resources.
A man has been arrested for the murder of his 6-year-old stepdaughter. The child's body was retrieved from a dam in Block Gigi in Soshanguve in Tswane yesterday. The police's Matapelo Peters elaborates.
Preliminary investigation suggests that this transpired after a fight between the suspect and his 22-year-old girlfriend, who is the deceased child's mother. At the time of the child's disappearance, it is alleged that the mother was not at home.
Police in the Northern Cape have recovered a man's body buried in a shallow grave in Kuruman. They apprehended four suspects, rather, in possession of 13 sheep, which were stolen from the deceased's farm. Police say the suspects will appear in court soon. We'll keep you updated on developments around that story. Eskom says no load shedding is on the cards for Christmas, but it could be implemented at short notice. The power utility says the system is still vulnerable and unpredictable. However, there is a drop in demand during the holiday period. Here's spokesperson Dikatsa Motai with more.
Unplanned breakdowns are still quite high today, but the technical team continue to do the work, are working around the clock to make sure that come next year that those unplanned breakdowns are below 9,500 megawatts to enable us to minimize the possibility of load shedding.
And finally, Vic, this is part of your previous Star Wars thing that you were talking about. Yeah, so Disney has apparently cut a brief scene of two women kissing in the Singaporean version of its latest Star Wars movie. The Rise of Skywalker features the first same-sex kiss in the franchise's history, described by reviewers as a brief flash of two women kissing among a crowd of characters. But the version released in Singapore omits the scene. Singapore's media regulatory body told the BBC that Disney cut the scene so it didn't get a higher age rating. Anyway, recapping the top story at 11 o'clock, KZN police have launched a manhunt for the killers of a second officer who's been killed in the province in